Welcome. Our theme this week is surrender. It's a big part of trust. Surrender. It always sounds easy enough, relaxing, something we all want more of. So then why are most of us not living in a more surrendered state? I was listening to this wonderful interview today with the meditation teacher Sam Harris and the Irish poet David White. And White has this mesmerizing Irish accent, and it was entrancing to hear him describe his process. And he said, after a while, you realize you don't need to do the work. You just need to be in the exchange, in the meeting place, and the work flows through you. How do you get to this place? David White said, in difficult times, you have to give your partner away and see how they come back to you, just as you need to give your work away and see how it comes back to you. It's something we do every time we meditate, to let everything go and see how it comes back to you. And in this interview, Sam Harris challenges the poet, David White, and he says to him, well, a lot of people are not in a position where they can just show up to work and surrender. I mean, I used to own yoga studios, and we had these hippie types who would be working the front desk, and they would just surrender, and it is not good for business. So let's not take this the wrong way. But are you able to access a surrendered state in those moments where you want to be in the exchange, where you would like a clearer connection with your intuition? And David White said something so interesting. He said, when you're at a poetry reading and the poet is reading too fast and you need time to digest this profound line in the poem, but the poet keeps hitting you with the next line and the next line, he called that violent. He said, we need space and silence to digest the poem, to hear intuition, to stand in the exchange, in the meeting place. And there's a certain violence to the ways our minds are slapped around each day. It's this never-ending barrage of life coming at you. So the invitation this week is to walk through this door entirely and come to meditation with a complete and absolute surrender. I think we walk through the door with most of our being, but there's usually some part of you not totally in this moment. Again, today and this week, I encourage you to give complete and total surrender a chance. Something will reach you that otherwise is not getting through. Your surrendered self has access to deeper and deeper states of attention, which ultimately lead you to the timeless. Again, your surrendered self has access to deeper and deeper states of attention, which lead you to the timeless. As David White said, the real wealth is not the coin in your pocket, but what you do with your attention. To open it up, to take in more of life. That's when you're really living. It's when you're really trusting. And you can do that any given moment. A deeper state of attention. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And just feel any place in your body that you're holding tension. Just let your shoulders drop down off your neck. Relax the root of your tongue. Relax your jaw. Enjoy a deep breath. Listening to the sounds in your environment, what do you hear? And don't strain to hear the sounds. Let the sounds come to you. Feeling the air against your skin. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it just right? Feeling where your body makes contact with the ground, your hips, your bottom, your feet. And what do you see in your environment? The play of light in your physical space. Now you can close your eyes and let's access a deeper state of attention. And let's come to our centering thought. I surrender. I surrender. If something comes up, a thought, an emotion, a distraction, I surrender. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Quietly repeating, I surrender. If your attention wandered, I surrender. I surrender. Coming back to the moment. Today, there will be a moment where you're tense, worried, overwhelmed. Just once today, in such a moment, can you open your hands, take a breath, and get back to the exchange, to the meeting place? Just once today, can you give complete and total surrender a chance? Remember, your surrendered self has access to deeper and deeper states of attention. That's when you really take life in. That's when you're really living. I surrender. See you tomorrow. Peace.